Title: Subbase Weight Control with Clean Routing Beginner. Alright, let's build a low-end setup that feels heavy, clean, and controllable without turning your master into a brick. This is a beginner-friendly Ableton Live workflow, but it's also the exact kind of routing pros use because it's repeatable and it keeps your sub from wrecking your mix. In drum and bass, the sub is the floor. If it's too loud, you lose headroom and everything starts to distort, pump, or just feel stressful. If it's too quiet, the drop feels like it never fully arrives. The goal is weight with control, and the secret is simple. Split your bass into two lanes, then route both into a single bass bus. Here's what we're building. One track for SUB, which is clean, mono, and boring on purpose. One track for bass MID, which is where all the attitude lives. Reese, growl, distortion, stereo, movement. Then both of those feed a bass bus, which is where we do final control, mono management, and sidechain. Let's set the context first, because sub decisions don't exist in a vacuum. Step 0, set your session up DNB friendly. Set the tempo to 174 BPM. Anywhere from 170 to 176 is fine, but let's sit at 174. Now make a super basic drum loop. Kick on 1, snare on 2 and 4. Add hats if you want, but keep it simple. This matters because the kick and snare decide how the low end feels. If you try to mix the sub with no drums, you'll always set it wrong. Step 1. Create clean routing. Create two MIDI tracks. Name the first one SUB. Name the second one bass MID. Now create one audio track and name it bass bus. On the SUB track, set audio to the bass bus. On the bass MID track, set audio to the bass bus. And set the bass bus output to the master. That's it. Simple, but powerful. You now have one fader that controls all bass, but you still have separation between sub and character. This is the whole game, separation plus control. Step 2. Build the SUB. Keep it simple, solid, and mono. On the SUB track, load operator. If you prefer Wavetable, you can use it, but operator is perfect for clean subs. In operator, choose an algorithm that's just oscillator A only. Set OSCA to a sine wave, level at 0 dB. Turn pitch envelope off. No fancy movement. We're building foundations. Optional move, only if you need a bit more audibility. Turn on oscillator B very quietly, something like minus 24 to minus 18 dB. Also as a sine, but one octave up. You should barely notice it. This is not more bass, it's just a hint of harmonic information so the sub reads on smaller speakers. Now let's add a simple control chain, stock devices, in this order. First, EQ8. Most of the time you do not want to high pass a true sub, but we can do a safety filter to remove useless rumble. Put a high pass around 20 to 25 Hz with a steepish slope, like 24 dB per octave. This is just cleanup below the musical range. If something feels oddly boxy, you can check around 80 to 120 Hz, but on a pure sine you often won't need much EQ. Next, add saturator. Set the mode to soft sine or analog clip. Drive around 1 to 3 dB. Turn on soft clip. Important. After adding drive, trim the output so it's not just louder. We want thicker, not louder. Teacher tip here, the sub should not sound like it's distorting. If you can clearly hear fuzz on the sub when it's soloed, you've probably gone too far for this lane. Next, add utility. This is mandatory. Set width to 0%. Now your sub is mono. Period. Leave gain at 0 for now. And here's a mindset that'll save you years. Your sub should sound boring when you solo it. If you solo the sub and it sounds like a finished bass sound, you're probably putting character where it doesn't belong. The sub lane is function. The mid lane is flavor. Step 3. Build the bass MID layer. This is where you can get aggressive without ruining the low end. On bass mid, load Wavetable for a quick release. Set OSC 1 to saw, OSC 2 to saw. Detune about 10 to 20 cents. Use 2 to 4 voices if you want, and keep unison light. Don't go crazy yet because we're trying to stay controlled. Now the protection chain. This is crucial. This is where most beginners fix their low end instantly. First, EQ8 and high pass it. Set a high pass at 90 to 130 Hz, 24 dB per octave. Start at 110 Hz as a classic DNB split point. What we're doing is basically saying, mid layer, you do not get to compete with the sub fundamental. You can still have low mids, but the true sub area belongs to the sub lane. Next, add distortion. Saturator, overdrive, or pedal. Pick one. If you use saturator, try 4 to 10 dB of drive and soft clip on. Again, trim output so you're not being tricked by volume. If you use overdrive, try setting the filter frequency somewhere around 700 Hz to 2K Hz, then drive to taste. This is where the bass becomes audible on phone speakers and laptop speakers. Not by turning up the sub, but by generating harmonics. Next, add auto filter for movement. Set it to LP24. Automate the cutoff anywhere from around 200 Hz up to 3K Hz depending on the phrase. Add a little resonance, maybe 5 to 15%, just enough to speak. You can get super musical results just from filter automation, and it doesn't mess up the sub lane at all. Then add utility for stereo discipline. Set width somewhere between 80 and 120%. If it gets messy or the center starts to feel hollow, pull it back towards 70 to 90. DNB mid bass can be wide, but wide isn't the goal. Controlled is the goal. Step 4. The bass bus. This is where weight control really happens. On the bass bus, add EQ 8 first. Optional safety high pass at 20 Hz, 24 dB per octave. If the combined bass feels boomy, try a gentle dip. 1 to 3 dB, somewhere around 50 to 80 Hz with a wide Q. Don't carve. Nudge. Next, add glue compressor for gentle control. Attack 10 milliseconds, release on auto ratio 2:1. Lower the threshold until you're getting about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on the loud notes. Keep makeup off and adjust output manually. This isn't about pumping. It's about stopping random notes from jumping out and stealing headroom. Then add utility at the end. Turn on bass mono and set the bass mono frequency to around 110 to 140 Hz. Start at 120 Hz. This is huge. It means even if your mid layer has stereo content, anything under that point becomes mono at the bus, so your low end translates and stays solid in clubs. Quick coaching note, if your bass suddenly feels tighter and heavier after bass mono, that's not magic. That's you removing conflicting stereo information in the danger zone. Step 5. Sidechain. Make room for the kick in a clean, predictable way. In DNB, you typically want the sub to breathe around the kick. That space is part of the punch. Beginner-friendly option. Sidechain on the bass bus. Add a regular compressor after the EQ on the bass bus. Turn on sidechain. Set the input to your kick track. Set ratio to 4:1. Attack around 1 to 5ms. Release around 60 to 120ms. Then lower threshold until you're seeing about 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction when the kick hits. Listen carefully. The kick should feel like it steps forward, but the bass should still feel continuous. If the whole track is going whoomp whoomp in a way that feels obvious, your release is probably too slow. Beat it up until it grooves. Tighter option. Sidechain only the sub. If the mid layer is doing lots of character and you don't want it to duck as much, put the sidechain compressor on the sub track instead. Aim for maybe 3 to 6 dB of reduction on kick hits. Try both approaches. There's no single rule. The right one is whatever keeps the kick clean without making the bass feel like it disappears. Now, a few arrangement tricks, because heaviness is not just level. Heaviness is contrast. Try this. In the intro, don't run full sub. Either remove it or filter it. In the build, tease the sub with shorter notes and more gaps. On the drop, bring in the full fundamental with a consistent pattern. Even better, mute the sub for half a bar right before the drop, then bring it back. The perceived weight jump is massive, and you didn't touch the fader. Rolling patterns that work well. A two-note call and response like root and fifth or octave. Offbeat sub hits that answer the kick. Sustained notes with intentional gaps so the kick can smack. Extra coach notes that will keep you out of beginner traps. First, pick a home note and commit. DNB often feels heavier when the sub keeps returning to one stable note rather than constantly running around. If your tune is an F, the F, F sharp, G region often hits hard. But here's the key detail. If your kick fundamental is really low, avoid putting your sub note right on top of it. You want them to complement, not collide. Second, use meters to confirm what your ears suspect. Add spectrum on the bass bus, last in the chain, before any master limiting. You want a clear main mountain at the sub fundamental, usually somewhere around 40 to 60 Hz depending on the note. And you don't want random bumps below 30 Hz, because that's headroom waste. Also add tuner on the sub track. It's surprisingly useful for catching accidental note slips when you're programming MIDI. Third, gain staging target. On the bass bus, aim for peaks around minus 10 to minus 60 BFS while drums are playing, before mastering. If you feel like you need to slam a limiter just to hear your bass, it's usually either too loud or it's too sub-only and needs harmonics rather than level. Fourth, watch out for overlapping MIDI notes. Overlapping notes on a sign can cause clicks, weird retriggers, or what feels like random weight changes. Go into your MIDI clip and make sure notes aren't colliding. Unless you want glide, Keep things clean and intentional. Fifth, keep your kick versus sub relationship consistent. If you change your kick sample or pitch between sections, your sidechain and low-end balance will change too. If you do swap kicks, recheck your sidechain threshold and your crossover point. Now let's do a quick 15-minute practice exercise to lock this in. Load a kick and snare loop at 174. Program an 8-bar sub-pattern on the SUB track. Use notes around F, F-sharp, or G. Try a mix of eighth notes and quarter notes, and include a few rests. Copy the same MIDI to bass MID so they're rhythmically aligned. Make sure bass MID is high-passed at around 110 Hz. Make sure SUB is mono with utility. Add sidechain on the SUB only first, and aim for about 4 dB of reduction on the kick. Now do a weight test. Turn the SUB down 2 dB, then up 2 dB. Pick the lowest level that still feels powerful with the kick. That's the money. That's how you get weight without eating headroom. Export a 16-bar loop, and name it Sub Weight Test 174. Before we wrap, here are the most common mistakes and the quick fixes. If your sub is stereo, fix it with utility width at 0% on SUB, and bass mono on the bus. If you're layering sub and mid without a crossover, fix it by high-passing the mid around 110 Hz. If you're saturating the sub too hard, pull it back to 1 to 3 dB drive and do a bypass check. If your sidechain is pumping, shorten the release to around 60 to 120 ms until it grooves. And never mix the sub solo. Always judge it with the kick and drums playing. Recap time. 2 bass lings. Clean SUB, aggressive bass MID. Route both to a bass bus. SUB stays mono with light saturation. MID gets high past around 110 Hz so it doesn't fight the sub. The bus gets gentle glue, bass mono, and sidechain to create space for the kick. And remember, heaviness comes from control and arrangement, not just volume. If you tell me your track key and roughly where your kick fundamental sits, like 45 to 60 Hz, I can suggest a practical crossover point and which sub note range will probably hit hardest and translate best.